Adrian Cook, the former gardening columnist for the Washington Post, wrote, "St. Patrick's Day is an enchanted time, a day to begin transforming winter's dreams into summer's magic." When you put it like that, it hardly seems fitting to limit your celebration of the holiday to lifting a pint of Guinness to toast the Emerald Isle. So this St. Patrick's Day, let's talk about some bigger celebrations across the state. It's altogether fitting that we honor the Irish in Georgia. The Irish played a significant role in the development of the state, particularly the growth of South Georgia. The Irish potato famine devastated the country in the 1840s and 50s. 1 million Irishmen died, and another 1 million immigrated. Many of those came to America, and many of those who came to these shores arrived in South Georgia. They helped build the railroads and canals. They founded the town of Dublin, a little more on that in a minute, and they became deeply involved in the civic life of Savannah. In fact, the history of the Irish in Georgia goes back to the beginnings of Savannah and the beginnings of the state. At least 9 Irishmen were granted land when General James Edward Oglethorpe founded the colony in 1733, and the first recorded birth in Georgia, a baby girl born to Henry and Hannah Close and christened Georgia, took place on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 1733. Today, the Savannah celebration is the largest in the Southeast and the 4th largest in the country. This year's celebration kicks off on Friday, March 13th, with the greening of the Forsyth Park Fountain at noon. A number of festivals and events celebrating Irish culture, music, and dance are scheduled. Again, many of them beginning Friday and then moving on into the next week. Check out visitsavannah.com for more information on all of that programming. I do, however, want to mention a few standout events. On Saturday and Sunday, the world's largest St. Patrick's Day rugby tournament takes place in Savannah. On Saturday, the folks over on Tybee Island get into the act with their Irish Heritage Parade, this year featuring the Budweiser Clydesdales. And on Sunday, there's the Shamrock Festival and Oyster Roast at Skidaway Island State Park. Again, for information on this and all of the programming surrounding St. Patrick's Day in Savannah, check out visitsavannah.com. So as far as the main event is concerned, St. Patrick's Day in Savannah kicks off at 8 a.m. with the St. Patrick's Day Mass at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist. The annual Mass honoring St. Patrick is the preamble to the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the 191st Parade, which begins just after 10 o'clock and winds its way through the historic district. And I have a few tips for making the most of your St. Patrick's Day in Savannah. First off, cocktails can be enjoyed in the streets, but only one at a time. And they must be in a plastic cup. For those of you who don't know, Savannah is known for its variation on open container policy, as long as it's in a Dixie cup or a plastic cup. And you only have one, you're good. You can walk the street with your drink in your hand. Restaurants will be full. They are not taking reservations. So pack a picnic lunch and enjoy yourself in one of the historic squares in Savannah. My suggestion would be to hit Parker's, an upscale convenience store. There are several locations throughout Savannah. They really do a great job offering a number of prepared foods. Pick up lunch, head into the park, and settle in. The parade is also 4 hours long, at least 4 hours long. So remember to dress warmly and take a chair. And one final piece of advice, perhaps the most important. Stop in at Leopold's Ice Cream for a St. Patrick's Day themed treat. They'll be serving Guinness flavored ice cream as well as the very popular Thin Mints and Cream. This is, of course, cookie season in the birthplace of the Girl Scouts of America. So far as hotels are concerned, they are filling fast, and I think your chances of scoring a room in the historic district are slim to none. However, there are great deals in Savannah's Aviation Village, which is close to I-95 and I-16. Great rates. Check out SavannahAviationVillage.com to learn more. Another great alternative is Tybee Island. You'll be just outside of the city, about a 10-15-minute drive, and far enough away from the festivities that you can kick back and relax if that's what you're looking to do. A couple of suggestions there. Mermaid Cottages manages dozens of fully furnished cottages and cabanas all over the island. And my personal favorite is Surf Song Bed and Breakfast. It opened a couple of years ago on the northern part of the island in the Fort Screven Historic District along Officers Row. I also want to mention the Savannah Music Festival. It's the state's largest music festival and one of the most acclaimed cross-genre music festivals in the world. The 26th annual event kicks off on March 19th and runs through April 4th. Though the setting alone is worth the trip, think historic venues and legendary squares, there are several shows I'd love to catch. At the top of my list, Mavis Staples, Diane Reeves, Lucinda Williams, and Roseanne Cash. Now, if you're looking for a more hometown St. Patrick's Day celebration, plan a visit to Dublin. And Dublin's a small middle Georgia town. It sits between Macon and Savannah on Interstate 16. If you've made that drive before, I'm sure you've seen it, or at least seen the signage. Go ahead and pull off the interstate. It's worth the visit. A little background on Dublin. The city was founded in 1812, and John Sawyer, a merchant and the first postmaster for Dublin, named the city in honor of his wife's ancestral home of Dublin, Ireland. In 1910, Dublin had become one of the largest cities in Georgia. This is largely due to its central location as a trading center and a hub for five railroads. Today, the small town, known as Emerald City, is home to one of the longest-running Irish heritage festivals in the world. The month-long celebration features pet costume contests and pancake suppers, a tennis tournament, a golf classic, a road race, of course, the crowning of Miss Emerald City, and a parade. Visit DublinSt.Patrick's.com for a full schedule of events. And should anyone question the town's Irish cred, look no further than Finnegan's Wake. Irish novelist and poet James Joyce is considered one of the great figures of 20th century literature. He's also the stuff of fever dreams for English majors like me. You never really escape the clutches of Ulysses. Again, he's known for his brilliant but largely impenetrable epics, Ulysses and Finnegan's Wake. But the fact of the matter is you just don't get much more Irish than James Joyce. And he mentions Dublin and Lawrence County in the first paragraph of Finnegan's Wake. Regardless of where or how you choose to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, just remember to wear your green. And wherever you go and whatever you do, may the luck of the Irish be there with you. For City Lights and WABE, I'm Kevin Benefield. All the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the ways to Dublin, whack for lally-da. In Mullingar that night, I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, next morning light, and there it took a drop of the pure to keep me heart from sinking. That's a Paddy's cure when air is on for drinking. To see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, let me curious start, but set your heart upon it. Asked me if I was hired, the wages I required. I was almost tired off the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the ways to Dublin, whack for lally-da. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. Then I took a stroll all among the quality, me bundle it was stolen. In a neat locality something crossed me mind. Then I looked behind, no bundle could I find upon my stick. A wobbling inquiring for the rock set me cross broad, wasn't much involved.